This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne Fringe is where anything can happen, and tonight's guest is proof of that. He's part magician, part comedian, and completely unpredictable in his new show, is called, I love the title, Abracadickhead. I don't think I was allowed to say that on radio, but I did, and it promises stunts, laughs, and more than a little chaos. LJ the Magician is with me live in the studio. Welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about the name, Abracadickhead. It's pretty hard to ignore. Where does that come from?
Well, I just thought, what's the most funny name possible for a magic show? And I was thinking of all these different things, and I was working on it with a very good friend of mine, and we were trying to come up with names for a completely different show in the Adelaide Fringe Festival earlier this year. And we decided on something completely different because he thought it was too silly for him and it was too much of an insult. And I said, nope, not for me. I'm silly enough to have an entire run of shows called Abracadickhead.
When Lady Gaga released Abracadabra this year, did you think she missed the mark?
Yeah, no, I think that there was definitely an opportunity for her to chuck some light profanity in there, absolutely.
Now, tell us about the word. It's an insult itself, isn't it? So you've reclaimed it. Why'd you do that?
Well, because I got bullied so much in school when I was coming up as a magician, and I was, you know, probably about 10 years old when I started doing magic. I'm 25 now, and I've been doing magic professionally for the last 10 or so years. And as that journey progressed, I got so many people picking on me because I was a little bit different and wanted to try and do something different with my life. And I just thought, you know what? No, all of that is behind me. I want to try and bring it all back in and embrace it. It's me.
So how's it feel saying, you know what, I'm the Abracadickhead now?
You know what? It just feels great. I love it. I love it so much.
Let's talk about the show. Tell us about it. What do you do?
So in the show, there is just a massive through line of my life in magic and performing and all the different experiences I've had going through school, standing out from the crowd when I was trying to fit in. And that's all told through the story of a whole bunch of amazing magic. I've got some card magic in there. I've got this entire sequence in the show of when I started doing street performing where I learnt all of the different talents of other street performers, non-magic stuff. So in the show, you're going to see magic, comedy, improvised magic and comedy. You're going to see fire eating, juggling, dice stacking, a karaoke section where I sing a song that the audience chooses, because I always get people saying, oh, what do you do for work? I'm a professional magician. And they go, oh, fantastic. What kind of songs do you do?
So tell us, when did you first get into magic? What sparked it?
Well, I was about 10 years old. I saw a magician performing and I just thought that this is so cool. And I was already interested in acting at that point. I was doing drama classes outside of school. And then it just felt like a natural transition of, oh, hang on, this is really cool. I really like this. I get to interact with people. I get to make them laugh and smile and be amazed. And I wanted to, you know, make friends at school and try and get the friends to talk to me by doing card tricks.
Did they love it?
Well, I learnt a lot of card tricks, you know.
I'm the sort of person, I go to a magic show and I think I'm going to analyse it and figure out what the, you know, the secret is to it. But I end up laughing and really enjoying it and forget it and just think, you know what, just enjoy it and be entertained. Do you get people that want to know every single thing that happens?
It's a very wide spectrum of people who come and see a magic show. There's the people who come in and just want to enjoy themselves and go, oh, I'm just going to lean back and let this alternate reality come in for an hour or so. There's people who come in and want to analyze it, and then there's people who stick with that, and then there's people like yourself who just go, oh, no, I tried. I can't do it anymore.
Now, Melbourne Fringe, why Fringe?
Well, I've been doing festivals all around the country now for the last few years, and I love performing in Melbourne. It's my home. I've been living here all my life, and Melbourne Fringe is an up-and-coming, you know, festival. It's been around for a while, but I feel like there's so many people who don't know that it's happening, and they need to, because there's so many great artists.
It's an amazing festival. Fantastic. We're chatting with magician and comedian LJ the Magician about his Melbourne Fringe show, Abracadickhead. I love saying it. And don't forget, we've also got a double pass to give away, so just text your name and the word magic to 0427 569 949 for your chance to win that double pass. Now, do you hope audiences, LJ, especially young queer or creative people who've been bullied, might see your show and take away something from that journey?
Absolutely. I think the thing that I would want people to take away from it is that it's okay to be a little bit different. It's okay to, you know, put yourself out there and say, this is who I am, and embrace that. It's wonderful. I've embraced the fact that I'm the Abraca dickhead. You know, I've embraced that and tried to put a show together that shows that you can cop all of these names and reclaim them and be yourself. And I hope that, you know, people thoroughly enjoy the magic in the show. There's a lot of original stuff in there, and there's a lot of moments that will happen in each show that are completely different from the previous.
LJ, I've got to ask you, where do you learn magic?
Well, that is a very good question. I've taught myself most of the things, and I try and come up with a lot of my own magic these days. But there's a whole bunch of fantastic resources here in Melbourne. One of them is the Australian Institute of Magic, which helps nurture the growth of young magicians who want to try and do this stuff. This is stuff that I didn't have when I was little, and then I found it as a teenager. So, yeah, if you want to learn magic as a member of our youth, then definitely look up the Australian Institute of Magic.
Now, when you're up on stage, is your goal to amaze people with the tricks, or is it more about making them laugh?
I feel like, you know, Pukenesis Dos, you can have both, right? You know, like I want to try and fuse those two things together as much as possible.
Let's talk about some of the tricks that you do in Abraca Dickhead. I'll never get to say that again. Tell us about some of the tricks you do. Do you saw someone in half?
Well, I only know how to do the first half of that trick, so I feel like that might not be a winner, especially for my insurance fund.
I'd love to know.
Well, I know how to do the first part, but I haven't tried it yet. You know, that's in my books, I think that's just murder, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, I don't saw anyone in half. I don't do much like sort of big box style grand illusions, right? Because not only do I not have the budget for it, but I also, I'm on a sort of more intimate stage. It's about 60, 70 people as opposed to 2,000. And that means that I get to connect with people a lot better.
So we can talk to you basically.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
While you're doing it.
Yeah, why not?
Do you grab the audience? I know you don't chop them in half, but do you get them up on stage?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very interactive show, but there's a little message that plays at the start of the show that says, if you don't want to come up on stage, just say no.
Oh my God, I love it.
I don't want to bring you up if you don't want to be there. I want people involved who want to be involved.
There's nothing worse than being in a show and thinking, I don't want to go up on stage, mm-hmm. and sort of slinking down in your chair and thinking, yep. don't pick me. And they always do.
I don't want that. I want people to enjoy themselves.
So it's a comfortable show. What's the best reaction you've ever had from a crowd where you were completely stunned?
Well, there's this incredible clip on my social media, LJ Magician. Just look up LJ Magician on social media and you can see it. It's one of my reels on like Instagram, Facebook and everything, where I did a card shuffle, just a basic card shuffle called a riffle shuffle. And I finished it. And there was someone in the audience who just started cheering and hooping and hollering really loud at the Speakeasy Theatre. And then everyone just thought, no, let's join in on this. And it ended up being almost a standing ovation. And we've got this clip online. It's incredible. And I did it again and they just lost their minds again. And it became this fun running bit.
Now, I don't want to spoil the magic, but can you use any card deck?
Like, absolutely.
Could I bring one along and say, no, don't use that one, use this one?
100%.
And the trick would still work.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. That's what we train for. You know, I've been doing this for a long time now. So if I wanted to do that sort of thing, I would thoroughly encourage people to bring along a pack of cards and I will happily do it with theirs.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, did mm-hmm. you ever wish you had sort of that magic that you could do things that would make people disappear?
I feel like we'd all be pretending if we said we didn't, right? Right? Just a little bit. Yeah, so absolutely, of course.
Now, you've promised us a trick that mm-hmm. Even works on radio. So let's set it up for the Joy Drive family. What do we need to do?
Well, I hope everyone's listening closely. We're going to try this here in the studio. I have given Warren a book here to look at, and that book is just a standard novel.
Yep.
It's got around about 300 or so pages.
Do I have to read it?
No, you don't have to read it. That would be pretty bad audio, I think, for the next few hours or so. What I'm going to get you to do is look through the book. I'm not even next to you. I can't see over all the monitors that we've got here. I'm going to get you to open up the book anywhere you want, change the pages as many times as you like, and then choose a nice big challenging word that you'd like me to try and see if I can read your mind.
Okay.
Of right now. But, don't make it easy on me. Don't choose and, if, of, the, but, nothing like that. And no, you can change that word as many times as you want.
I've got something.
You got something. You happy with it?
I'm happy with it.
It's a nice big challenging word?
It's reasonable.
It's reasonable. What would you say, like 7, 8 letters?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. This is going to be hard. I'm going to try my best. Everyone just take a nice big deep breath and lower your expectations. okay.
I just want to say I've got the book on the other side of the studio.
Can't see it.
You cannot see the page that I've got open, and I've got my finger on this word, and you're sitting 6 monitors away from me.
Absolutely. I cannot see anything, and we haven't set anything up. We haven't reset anything. You're thinking of the word now, and I'm going to get you to think of the first couple of letters in the word. Tell me when you're doing that.
Yep.
Think of the first couple. Yeah, okay, I think I'm good there. Think of the last couple of letters in the word.
Yep.
Okay, I might have them, one of those ones, I've got one. Hey, is the last letter in this word an R for Robert?
No.
Okay, 25 to go. no, it's okay. I think I've got this. What was the last letter in the word? Just say that out loud.
I can say it?
Yeah, that's okay. A. I know what I did wrong. It's okay. The R's the second last letter in the word.
Because
the first two letters in the word, they were easy. That was the C, there's no mirror behind the A. But I wasn't sure about the last couple of letters. So the first two letters there, the C and the A, and then there's like an N and a D. I think it's something like candle something or is it candelabra?
Yes.
Is the word you're thinking of?
How did you know?
I just read your mind. I think we've got the proof in the pudding right here.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's written. You can't spoil it, can you?
Well, absolutely not. Not going to happen.
I love it. That is so good. You guessed the word. You didn't even see what I was pointing to. LJ, the magician, abracadickhead. Thank you so much for coming in to Joy today. Don't forget, we've got a ticket to give away, double pass. Just text in MAGIC to 0427 569 949. Where do we grab tickets if we want to come?
You can come along by grabbing tickets on the Melbourne Fringe Festival website. Just go onto their website and look up Abracadickhead. That's it.
And you're running till October the 20th, is that right?
No, not October the 20th. I'm running from the 30th of September to the 12th of October. I've got a whole week next week, and then I've got a couple of extra matinee shows the following weekend.
LJ the Magician, thank you for coming in, and I don't know how you did it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, go see the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.